All right. You are listening to KTOO Juno, where we are live and local. I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. And joining me now with this music request is Joshua Musson, the Boys Run Specialist for Tlingit and Haida, and Justin Jones, a.k.a. Sammy the Salmon, in the studio in full salmon regalia. Thank you for joining us, both of you, today.
Of course. Yake yagi.
All right. Well, you are here today to tell us about Boys Run and also to talk about an upcoming event. Joshua, why don't you start by explaining a bit about the purpose of Boys Run?
Thank you. Boys Run is an after-school program. It serves third through fifth grade boys. The program supports social-emotional development using running activities. So we also aim to teach Southeast Alaska tribal values, skills like resiliency and healthy relationships.
Can you talk about what a typical practice looks like? The boys are out running, but how do you also bring in some of these other values that you're trying to teach?
Yeah, the program has a curriculum, and within that curriculum, we'll bring in elders to tell stories, to share about the place and those values. So I guess that kind of is how we bring those in.
Yeah, so the after-school program, you know, they come in, greet, have a snack, have a discussion, check in. But really it's tying back to our Southeast traditional tribal values of the big one for us is holding each other up. So asking, you know, how do you hold your friends up in school? What does that look like? The idea of chutzin, strength. You know, we discussed that it's not just lifting heavy objects, but what do you do if a math problem's too hard or if you are struggling in school? Like, how do you ask for help and how can you help someone? So having them think about examples in their lives, figuring out what could that look like, provide examples. You know, let's do a pretend movie, like show an example of holding a friend up in math class. And so they figure out, oh, I'm struggling. How can I ask for help? And then how do you appropriately give help to someone? So really just having them think about that and then connect it to this idea of community. So like Josh talked about, having our elders come in, make that connection that this big, broad world we're connected to. You know, and these fourth, fifth graders begin to connect with that and explore the world around them. And then there's a service project. So we went to the Juno Animal Shelter, helped them out and raised money for them and got to interact with them. And the students were able to see what their donation would help when they fed the dogs and things like that.
So it's such a rich curriculum of what you're trying to teach, and you have the service project. Where does the running actually tie in? How do you kind of create this marriage of running with instilling these values?
For me, it's a metaphor. You know, running has meant a lot to me in my personal growth and being able to push your boundaries and try new things. And so for us then, as you've seen with, you know, the salmon costume, but making things fun. And so for us, it's like, let's explore. We've run to the whale. We go outside. We play zombie tag, you know, different games that we can do to get them out and about and have that physical activity. And so we go from the classroom, go to the gym, warm up, you know, understand that the idea of balance. So what that looks like for them of having their educational time and physical activity time. And so just running for us gets them outside, opens the doors to so many different things and finding ways for them to find that connection.
And do you find that because this program mixes these multiple aspects to it, you get a good range of kids? It's not sort of like the typical kids who go out for all the sports, but you might get some kids where maybe this is the first time they've ever pushed themselves athletically?
Those first couple practices can be difficult, but I think that's the idea of, you know, let's find those students that aren't on the baseball team or on the soccer or basketball team and let them have that sense of team and broader sense of community. And so you do find students trying things for the first time. And, you know, convincing someone to go for a run can be hard. But then you say, well, let's, you know, race to Mr. Will or let's race to the whale. Who can get there first? And so you make that a game. And then they see, like, oh, I ran farther than I did last week. And then I had one friend that, you know, we went to Project Playground from Harborview. He's like, that's so far. I can't make that run. And so, you know, just like, hey, can you make it to that mailbox? Can you make it to that light pole? And so you begin to segment it down. And, you know, we did it later in the year. It's like, I ran past that so fast and I have seen myself grow. So having them, make that connection is just so powerful.
Yeah, that's really cool. And again, also just such a great life lessons on how to push yourself and having confidence in yourself and breaking big goals down into small steps, all of that. How do kids get involved?
So they get involved through their school. It's an extracurricular program. And so once the school year starts, our season will start September 16th. And we reach out to a site liaison, which is a designated person at the school who's interacting with the kids and can help us to identify candidates for our program.
Uh-huh. And does every school in the district, every elementary school, have a boys-run program?
In a perfect world, yes. Uh-huh. Currently, we're really growing the program. Harborview and Montessori last year, and we're looking to expand to Glacier Valley and River Bend.
Oh, terrific. So is the program that new to Juneau? It's just been around for a little over a year. Is that right?
I want to say this will be the third or fourth season. So Aware started the program. We've been in the partnership with them. And so it's trying to, mimic the program shell of Girls on the Run and then connect with similar schools. And so really are trying to begin to find volunteer coaches that want to be involved with youth programming after school and get them connected with schools that are interested, because so far, principals and teachers are all on board, and it's just making sure that we have enough adults that can move this program forward.
So for adults listening who think that this would be an amazing thing for them to do in their afternoons in the early part of the school year, should they get a hold of Clinkett Hyde at Central Council and ask to speak with either you, Joshua, or you, Justin?
Yeah, that's a great way to get connected. And that also kind of is a nice segue into our event this weekend.
Yes, it looks like it's not just a plain old ordinary run, as the salmon costume in the studio would testify. Tell us about this. Sounds like a game.
Yeah, so the salmon run this weekend, we're hosting it out at River Bend Elementary School. Just start with our times. Registration opens at 9:30 a.m. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. And it's modeled sort of after the zombie run, which most people who participated in it had a really great time. And so we wanted to bring that game of chase into a fun running event to engage everyone in the community.
So for those who don't know about the zombie run, how is this going to work? You have some people who are the designated salmon, and then there's some people who get designated as the predators, or how does this work?
Yeah, so we have three different groups. One group is obviously the salmon. Then we have the killer whales as well as fisher people. And killer whales are hunting the salmon, and so are the fisher people. And it's the salmon's goal, for them to spawn successfully, they have to survive past both.
Okay, and this is all intertwined into a 5K? Or a 1 mile?
A 5K and a 1 mile.
Okay, terrific. So for those who know this is going to be a super fun event to partake in, it's coming up this Saturday. Registration starts on site at 9:30 in the morning. What time does the race start?
10:30.
Okay. And then I see that there is a banquet or some sort of something happening at 1. Is that right?
The event continues to 1, but there's going to be sort of a community day of sorts. And we have several other organizations who are going to be out there with their sort of social outreach programs. And the idea is just to get the community together, see what's out there, and have a good time.
Okay, sounds terrific. So again, that's this Saturday, 9:30 a.m. registration, 10:30 a.m. the salmon run begins, and there'll be a bunch of other stuff happening out there. Is there anything more that we should talk about today? Do we get it all?
I think the biggest thing with the Boys Run, Girls on the Run is that community sense of the end of the season 5K, that you have adults and peers of the community coming out to cheer these kids on and to run with them. And so that's our vision for this weekend, is just to provide something for the youth and the community to engage in that's active, that's outdoors. And maybe there's some students that are trying this for the first time, and having that support system there would be just fantastic.
Okay, terrific. Well, I want to thank you both, Joshua and Justin, for doing such important work for our youth and the community. It makes a big difference. All right, thank you so much, and great luck on your event this weekend.
Thanks, Jeesh.
Thank you.